Another star to steer by. It's a children's show which tells the story of Maya, who leaves home and sets sail in a paper boat. Her adventures take her around the world in storytelling and folk tales, and it's specially created for children aged 6+. It's taking place at the Brighthelm Centre on Saturday and Sunday. I went to meet director David Gilbert to find out what's in store.
Hello, my name is David Gilbert. I'm the director of Another Star to Steer By.
This sounds like it fits very much into guest artistic director Rocio Traore's main themes this year. So we have storytelling and we have travel and migration.
Yes, indeed. I think the story itself kind of takes us around the world. And we start off in Brighton and we go literally everywhere. I'm really excited for people to come and see this because some of us may not have seen other parts of the world, but through this play and using our imagination to kind of bring up these stories about loss, about discovery, adventure, happiness, we can kind of look into ourselves but also look at how other people across the world are kind of seeing themselves as well.
The water around me was churning, the sea was rolling, hissing, fizzing. Water boiling, my boat was thrown high, 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 and I held on, held my breath, as deep in the ocean the monstrous jaws began to open.
My name is Pippa Smith, I'm one of the producers at Brighton Festival.
This sounds like a magical show.
Oh, I think it will be amazing, yes. It's from the very start, it's had a lovely feel to it. And it tells the story of a young girl, and she lives with her dad, and he's moving away for his work. And she's been left, basically, with a very eccentric aunt, and she's sulking. She doesn't want to leave her band or her home. She's just in a huff, really. And her aunt comes across her in the attic, and the aunt's trying really hard to be nice to her. And then in the end, the aunt tells her lots of stories about her adventures around the world and all the things that happened to her when she set sail in her paper boat. And in the course of those stories, she begins to understand about change, you know, and her life is going to change. And there's a little bit of a message about resilience hidden in there somewhere, but we're not talking about that because it's just fun.
It sounds like it's going to be an audiovisual spectacular.
I can't give too much away, you see. but I think a principle that has been guiding us as a team in thinking about the play is about how can we create something that feels like you're around a campfire. And it's something that feels like your granddad or your grandmother is telling you, oh, this is how it used to be. And it sort of encapsulates something that just allows you to kind of empathize with each other, those who are listening and the storyteller themselves. So in many senses, it's about going back to basics and trying to capture that moment of being around your mum or dad's feet as they tell you a story that you just can't believe is true.
It's for age 6+. They can be very harsh critics, small children.
Oh, yes, I love that. We're doing a tour around Brighton in different schools from year 3 on up until year 6. So I'm really excited to get their feedback on, you know, what bits they like, what bits they don't like, and why those things are. So I'm actually really excited because you're so right. They will let you know.
I bet you don't know how to defeat a giant like the one in this story.
That's not fair. Of course I don't know how to defeat a giant. I've never met a giant.
Haven't you? Not even an everyday nice to meet you giant?
No.
Medium-sized giant?
No.
Small giant?
No.
Teeny-weeny trainee giant?
No.
What have been the particular pleasures, joys and challenges of putting the show together?
I think in terms of the pleasure is being able to, as I said, to discover all of these stories that come from across the world. So to learn about, wow, this actual story exists in time. That's been a really great thing. Also, another thing is that there's quite a few of us working on it. As you know, sound person, lighting person, set designer. So there's loads of conversations that we're having about it. And the actors themselves who are part of the journey as well. I guess the challenge is, you know, how can we stick to basics in terms of how we tell the story, but create something magical? Yeah, it's about really digging deep into our imaginations. And that sometimes could be challenging, just depending on how we're feeling from day to day. If there's sun outside, if it's raining. For the mothers and fathers out there who are looking for something to do across the weekend, please bring your little ones down to see the show. I can guarantee that you will have a good time.
That was David Gilbert. He's the director of Another Star to Steer By. That is at the Brighthelm Centre this Saturday and Sunday. And they are giving out little bits of paper. I've got one here where with instructions of how to make your own paper boat. So we're now 24 minutes into the programme. So this is my challenge.
Are you going to make a...
Can I make a paper boat live on air before the end of the programme?
Do you know what? I won't give it away, but in silence, there are paper boats as well that feature in that piece, which is amazing. The link between these two, and I think the links are around migration. I'll say no more than that, but this festival keeps throwing up the links that aren't the obvious ones but are coming through. It's great.